if you cut some grass or hay, you can, it'll grow back again, you know, same season. Mm-hmm. You can go back and cut it again. But what do you call the time when you cut it again?
It's a second crop, but you call it something else. It's a
piece, so you call it. You said second crop, is that what you call
it? Second crop, but it's something else you call it too, but it's second crop.
Okay. What do you call old dry dead grass that's left over on the ground in the spring? Okay. What do you call the crop? Say a crop just comes up. You didn't plant it that year. It just comes up by itself. Maybe you planted it the year before.
It's a volunteer crop.
A what?
Volunteer.
Okay. And wheat would be tied up into a...
bundles, stacks, bundles.
Okay. And then the bundles would be, several bundles would be tied up into a bigger thing that you call it. Okay. You might say we raise 40 of wheat to an acre.
What quantity of wheat is measured in?
It's a basket measurement.
40 bushels.
Okay. What do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Thrash it, I think.
Okay. Would you say the oats is thrash or the oats are thrash?
That's a pretty good one.
Which seems most natural?
Oats are thrash.
Okay.
Maybe wrong, but that's what
we... Okay. If we have to do a job, another way of saying we have to do it would be whom and whom have to do it?
You and I.
Okay. And say somebody wants us for a job, but he didn't want just you or just me, but he wants whom of us.
Well,
he wants, okay, he doesn't want just you for the job, he doesn't want just me for the job, he wants us to come together, so he wants...
both of us.
Okay. Say you and a friend of yours are coming over to see me, and you might say, hmm and hmm are coming over. Instead of saying we are coming over, you'd say, hmm and hmm.
Just as he and I are coming over.
Okay. If you knock on a door and they say, who's there? And you know that they know your voice, you know. So you just say, oh, it's just...
me.
Okay. And if we're sitting here expecting a man who knocks at the door, you'd say, oh, it's only... you say, oh, it's only George. Or if you didn't want to say his name, you'd say, it's only...
only him.
If it's a woman, you'd say it's only...
it's only her.
Okay. If it's two people, you'd say it's only...
them.
Okay. Comparing how tall you are, you might say, he's not as tall as...
I am.
Okay. Or again, you might say, I'm not as tall as...
he is.
Okay. Comparing how well you can do something, you'd say, he can do it better than... And if a person, same person had been to New Mexico, and he hadn't been any more west, then you'd say that New Mexico was as
far west.
Okay.
Yes.
If something belongs to me, you would say it's
yours.
Okay. And if it belongs to both of us, you'd say it's
ours.
Okay. If it belongs to them, you'd say it's
theirs.
Okay. Or to him,
his.
Or to her,
hers.
Okay.